Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Dustin Beck. The New Testament reading for today is from Luke 2, verses 21 to 40. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when his parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God, and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them, and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer, night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Israel. And when they had performed everything according to the law of the Lord, they returned into Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, according to thy word. For mine eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to the light and the Gentiles, and the glory of thy people Israel. These beautiful, faith-filled words have passed through the lips of the faithful for these last 20 centuries. St. Simeon's song, commonly known as the Nunc Dimittis, that's Latin for, now let depart, serves as a prayer in which we commend ourselves into God's gracious hands, and also a hymn of praise for the salvation that has been revealed in God's Son, Jesus Christ. Within our Lutheran tradition, the Nunc Dimittis has long been sung as a canticle near the conclusion of the service of the sacrament, usually immediately following the distribution of Holy Communion. On this 10th day of Christmas, it is so very appropriate for us to hear these words and to see with the eyes of faith just how good our God is. Consider the details of the text. Jesus, the Son of God, perfectly divine and human in every way, is carried into the temple of his Father. Such an occasion would surely warrant some variant of the unbridled joy with which King David danced when the Ark of the Covenant was brought into Jerusalem for the first time. And yet, on this 40th day of our Lord's life here with us, there is no pomp, there are no kings leaping for joy, nor a procession of singers heralding his arrival. But instead, his parents brought him into the temple on an ordinary day, while ordinary sacrifices were being offered, and they brought him to do for him what was, well, ordinary. Ever since the Passover in Exodus, every male who first opened the womb belonged to God. Rather than allowing them to perish alongside the firstborn of Egypt, Israel was instructed to redeem, or to exchange, a lamb in his place, or a pair of turtle doves in the case that you couldn't afford a lamb. And such an arrangement is also reminiscent of Abraham's near sacrifice of his son Isaac, and his faithful, albeit brief, sermon to the child of promise that the Lord will provide for himself a lamb for the burnt offering, my son. But let's get back to that ordinary day in Jerusalem. While there isn't nearly enough fanfare and celebration for an event as monumental as the Son of God entering into his temple, his presence that day did not go completely unnoticed. There were two dear saints who gathered that day for worship. St. Luke records more detail about St. Anna's life, but it's St. Simeon who preaches at the presentation of our Lord. He is righteous, devout, and waiting for the consolation of Israel. The Holy Spirit is with him and has revealed this peculiar word of promise that he will not see death until he has seen the one who will console Israel. And then he sees Jesus, The Spirit has given him eyes to see, a heart to believe, and the boldness to reach out and take his Savior into his own long expectant arms. And then the Spirit moves him to sing. The inspired lyrics of this lullaby are intended first as Simeon's own bedtime prayer, if you will, as he is soon to fall asleep, trusting that this infant Messiah will one day die and rise again to give him life forever. And then, because God's promises aren't just for Simeon or for the glory of his ancient people Israel, but have been prepared for all peoples as a light to reveal grace and mercy and compassion and love, this light for us is a prayer for all who, like Simeon, believe that God would grant us now to depart in his everlasting peace. But that little adverb now can be a stumbling block if we're not careful. The final words of the Nicene Creed suggest that we look for the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. Or to put it another way, we look forward to these things. But do we? Are we ready for Christ's final advent? Or does a part of us sigh in relief when Christ's return doesn't interfere with those plans we've made, that next milestone in life, or that good thing that we believe we've earned? To some degree or another, we all have a tendency to fall in love with the things of this life. And that isn't to say that these things are necessarily bad, just that they're temporary. They're bound in time. The corrective to this proclivity is found in the Spirit-inspired words and actions of Saint Simeon. As you, dear Christian, are led by the Holy Spirit into the Lord's house on the Lord's day, you step foot into the place where eternity and time collide. Eternal truths are spoken to your weary and sin-sick soul. The burden of sin that you have carried throughout this past week is swallowed up by the shedding of your Savior's innocent blood. By his wounds you have been healed. By his death you have been redeemed, that is, exchanged. And now, your worship isn't just in God's house, but in your Father's house. What's more, you are freely given to take into your own cleansed and holy hands your own Savior from sin. You take and eat, as the pastor says. This is the true body of Christ. Take, drink the precious blood of Christ. And yes, there, God gives you the faith to see that behind simple bread and wine you have Jesus. And then your voice joins old Saint Simeon in these words that stand just on the brink of eternity. Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace. Having tasted and seen that the Lord is good, what more could we ask than for God to give us this good food forever? God grant it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us pray. O God, our Savior, our Maker, our Redeemer, you wonderfully created us and in the incarnation of your Son yet more wondrously restored us to our human nature. Grant that we may ever be alive in him who made us himself to be like us through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.